It was last week. We were sitting along the Chicago River, my wife and I, and we noticed, and we were so excited to see the Odyssey is back. So I thought, you know, let's jump on the telephone and talk with the people who operate the Odyssey from City Cruises. Dan Russell is the regional vice president. Dan, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, Steve. Good afternoon. It's great to be here with you.
It was so great. It put such a big smile on my face and my wife's face when we saw the Odyssey go, you know, down the river, and people happily spaced, well spaced, by the way, even though obviously they were all outside, eating. It was a beautiful day. We are going to have soon, I hope, more and more beautiful days where the weather will be perfect for such a thing. So tell me more about it, and tell me what changes you've made in response to COVID.
Yeah, no, Steve, it's been the past year. First of all, thank you for having me this afternoon, and I'm glad that you and your wife were so happy to see the boat. We were too. Throughout really the entire past year when COVID started, we instituted a very vigorous policy of social distancing, which you obviously observed, PPE equipment on all of our boats, cleaning protocol, and of course, facial coverings on all of our vessels. And that continues today and for the foreseeable future as we work our way, you know, out of COVID, hopefully, and the vaccines continue to progress and restrictions, you know, hopefully ease. But right now, we're still in the same operating mode that we've been in for the last year to keep our guests safe and make them feel comfortable.
So tell me where people can get the boat, where the boat is going, and
right,
what they might have for dinner.
Right. So you can, the easiest way to find us, Steve, is just log on to our website, citycruises.com, and just go to Chicago, and all of our products are right there. As you have observed, our beautiful glass River Odyssey is open. It opened on Valentine's weekend. We just completed Restaurant Week and Easter weekend, and we'll be cruising really every weekend, you know, throughout the spring, summer, and fall. And in 3 weeks, Navy Pier reopens. So that's going to be very exciting for the whole city. And all of our products at Navy Pier, another Odyssey Lake, the Spirit of Chicago, and all of our Sea Dog speedboat rides will be opening as well. On our Odyssey, you probably observed we're doing lunches, we're doing weekend brunches, and we're doing dinners. And all of them have wonderful plated meals, appetizers, full libations at the bar, and DJ entertainment, and of course, all of the sightseeing that comes on the river and the lake. On the river in particular, we do a architectural narration that kind of blends in with the music and all of the food and the dining, and it's really a wonderful experience as you're cruising down our beautiful river in front of our best in the world skyline. Great experience.
I love everything you just said, especially the part about libations at the bar, because,
yep,
hey, friends, you're not doing the driving. It's okay. You can. You mentioned the glass enclosed part. Does the Odyssey go if it's, say, raining outside?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fully enclosed, climate-controlled vessel, all glass, so you can, you know, see out to all of the sights, rain or shine. We usually have shine, so don't worry about it. But even when it rains, it's fully protected. And believe it or not, the views are still wonderful, even in the rain. And it kind of feels cool to be out on the river, and it's, you know, raining outside and kind of misty and romantic in a way. And then you're inside all warm and feeling good and enjoying the view. So it's kind of a cool experience.
Boy, you are a great salesman. And I also liked what you said about Chicago. You know, I go out on the architecture rides every year. And I will tell you, and I'm from here, every year I learn all sorts,
right,
of things, you know, because even during the pandemic, construction was going on, and there's always good information to impart. And I think, not that I'm biased or anything, of course I am biased, but Chicago has the best skyline on the planet.
Right. No, we absolutely do. Obviously, you know, our history has the Great Chicago Fire, which was a great tragedy. But from that, the city truly did rise from the ashes. And the great Daniel Burnham and the vision that he had, and the incredible array of different architects that have created our magnificent skyline downtown, and the variation of architects from the Wright structures to the Mies van der Rohe, now to the Studio Gang, and everybody in between, Skidmore Owings. Just wonderful, wonderful architecture throughout the Loop and River North, and the Gold Coast to view and to learn about and understand, you know, not just our architecture, but the history of Chicago and everything that's gone into making our amazing city that we all are so proud of and love so much. It's just wonderful to go down the river and experience that.
But how about people who say, you know what, I want to go down the river, but I really, or out on the lake, and I really don't care if I eat. And beside, that big boat goes way too slow. You have an alternative.
We do, and it opens in 3 weeks, called the Sea Dog, and we've been out on Lake Michigan since 1996, and we've expanded to three different experiences on five different vessels. You can cruise up and down the lake on our lake speedboat ride. We do traditional architectural tours up and down the river, which also contain a lake speedboat experience and a trip through the locks, which is really cool if you've never done that. We have the busiest lock in the United States of America, right at the mouth of the Chicago River and Lake Michigan. And then finally, for when it warms up, Steve, if you want to get out there and cool off, we have our customized jet boat, our Ferrari on the water, so to speak. It goes 45 knots, and it's powered through a jet propulsion system that allows our boat to do full 360s, get the whole crowd wet, and just have a super fun time with music and a wonderful narrator. It's a great summer experience out on the lake.
It sounds like it's almost an amusement park ride.
Yeah, it is. That's a good analogy. It's fantastic. It's an amazing piece of machinery too, to get out there and feel that power underneath you and be on the open lake water like that. It's really like nothing you've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the Spirit of Chicago.
So we've got two cruise experiences out on the lake. Our Odyssey, which is our upscale fine dining vessel.
Fancy.
That gives all of that. And then for those casual afternoons and evenings, we have our Spirit of Chicago. And that's the one if you just want to throw on some shorts and a golf shirt and go out and have a buffet and a couple fruity cocktails and maybe do some line dancing as COVID lightens up, and we can get out to dancing again and having fun. We've got games on the outer decks, lots of outer deck space. You can go and lounge upstairs, lots of sofas and things like that. And just look back again at our incredible skyline in front of Lake Michigan. And on Wednesdays and Saturdays, of course, on all of our products, the Navy Pier fireworks just cap off what really is an incredible experience down on our waterfront.
Are those fireworks going to happen again this summer, do you know?
Yeah, they filed for the permits. Obviously, you know, everything is subject to COVID, crowd regulations and things like that. The pier has been very, very in tune with everything going on, and they, like all of us, want them to happen, but they've got to watch all the regulations and the certainly the capacity restrictions. But as that hopefully continues to progress, they'll be allowed to do that. So we're all watching it very carefully. But that is the hope and the plan.
You do any karaoke? If you do, I know just the people to do it. They're going to be. You do?
We do that on occasion. It's not a standard part of the product, but we do have groups. We do a lot of private group events, Steve, weddings, proms, things like that, where folks rent an entire deck or an entire boat. And in those situations, we have had several, you'll be happy to know, that have requested and been granted karaoke, and they have a good time out there.
Well, I mention that because our next guest after 1:30, of all the karaoke bars in Chicago, this is the most famous, the most well-known, Trader Todd's, and maybe Virginia and Todd could come by. And they know about boating. I happen to know that. So it's a perfect match if you ever need anyone to do karaoke. What is your website?
Our website is www.cityexperiences.com.
Cityexperiences.com.
Cityexperiences, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, congratulations, Dan. I'm back. I'm glad you're back up and running. That's great news.
Well, Steve, we appreciate that, and yes, we are thrilled to be back up and running, and we are very excited and optimistic about the summer. It's going to be a great summer in the city of Chicago, and we look forward to welcoming all of your listeners and all of our guests downtown again for a wonderful Chicago summer. Thanks
Perfect.
For having me here today.
Perfect. Well said. Thank you. He is a seasoned radio guest, I can tell.